This is Ozarks at Large. One of the most arresting visual works in Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art is The Lobster Wars, a vivid portrait of two lobster fishermen. One is staring directly at the viewer, arms at his side, slightly akimbo. The oil painting, 80 by 112 inches, invites patrons to create their own backstory, their own narrative about the subject captured by Beau Bartlett, the American artist who created The Lobster Wars. Bartlett and his wife, Betsy Eby, also an artist, have also just finished their 7 years in the making documentary about witnessing art in the everyday. It's titled Sea.
So we wanted to make this movie, so we decided to just get a camera and buy a camera. We didn't know how to operate it, and we were going to just drive across the country.
Last month, Betsy and Beau visited Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art to talk about their work and offer a screening of their new film. Beau says their idea for the movie was to take a fairly unstructured art road trip.
We were going to actually take parts. We were going to play these characters. And we had names, Lord Delicious and Lady Delicious, Lord and Lady Delicious. And we were gonna drive across the country and be sort of like Forrest Gumpy, I think, and sort of stumble upon art sites, unwittingly stumble upon art sites. But as it developed and we started to really get into it, we at times we sort of played those characters, but we played ourselves, and it became more of a documentary style thing.
I think it shifted when a series of events started unfolding in our life, and we realized that that life was giving us a plot point that was far more interesting than something we could have conjured through fiction. So we had folded that plot point into the making of the film, and when we handed over all of the footage that Beau had edited. We had handed over that footage to our producer and the editors. He said, you know, this is great, but we have to make it more personal. And we wanted to allude to the things that were happening in our life at the time, but we didn't want it to be about us, and we didn't want it to be a personal film. Although the producer said, really, you need to make it personal because then people will be invested in the characters and invested in what you're trying to get at, which is seeing the world through a couple, you know, my set of eyes and Beau's set of eyes, and so they made the film much more personal than we had anticipated through the editing.
We were barely in the original version that I edited. So we shot for a couple of years. And then I edited a two-hour-long version, and it was very slow-paced, and with these super, every shot was perfectly composed and perfectly laid out, where they were long takes and they were very well planned. And I love Tarkovsky and the Russian filmmaker Tarkovsky, and so they felt you know, parts of it felt like that, like it was like a Tarkovsky kind of film. We showed it to our friend, our producer, who's helped me finish every film I've ever finished in Philadelphia, Glenn Holston, and Glenn said, you know, this is great, Beau, but it's not anything that anyone would ever want to watch. And so I said, well, what can we do? And so he looked at all the footage, which was over 100 tapes of 2 hours that we'd filmed over five or six years. And so the whole process was 7 years. So that he looked at all the tapes, and he basically took the heads and the tails of most of my shots, where I was setting the camera up, or it was out of focus, and I was like trying to say, well, what do I want to try to get in this shot? And you know, like as I was talking through it, he would use that footage, and I would use the tail when I was moving the camera off, and so most of the shots are there, but he created something with a real kinetic feel, and the energy was, and so. He actually recreated our original idea, which is like we're bumbling along not knowing what we're doing. As Lord and Lady Delicious, he recreated that in a way by sort of having me set the camera up and having me try to get the shot in focus. And we used a lot of that footage instead of my perfect takes. And so the ideas were there, was there, but it was a much more flowing, lively adventure.
What is that like then? Because there are many forms of art where you may seek advice, but ultimately you are the final hand that put something on canvas. Here was something you had worked on, been inspired to do, had taken great detail to work on, and now it's completely changed. you got to check a little bit of ego to let that happen.
Well, as painters, we have total control over the canvas. So we're sitting there and we put the marks down, and it's our responsibility, and it's totally ours. Whereas with film, it's a collaborative art from the start. So you, I mean, we did had a kind of had an auteur theory approach where we were the ones in control over it, but there reached a point where I wasn't getting it finished satisfactorily, and so that's when my fallback plan of calling Glenn Holston, like I always do, and he saved the day for us. So, and there were many editors involved as well.
And I think also trying to find a storyline too, because we had a lot of beautiful footage and we knew the feeling of the film that we wanted to make, but we didn't have the ability to construct it the way that a good editor or producer could. So really, really these guys, Sean Mayer and Shane Gregg and Glenn Holston really helped us bring all that footage to form, you know, in a watchable way and bring a storyline to it.
Whether it's a documentary film or whether it's a work of yours that's in front of public, thousands, hundreds of thousands over the course of time, perhaps a million people walk by, we're all going to come away with a different interpretation. I'm sure that is okay, but what's that like? Do you ever eavesdrop at an opening or see what someone is taking away from a work that maybe you never intended?
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing for me with painting is that I try to consider every inch of the painting and every symbol or possible interpretation of the painting. And so every square inch of it is considered, and the colors and the tonal relationships and the contrast and everything is considered on as many levels as I might be able to perceive of how someone else might perceive it. But everything is context dependent, and everything is dependent on who's viewing it. We can only, and that's where your ability to look at all those options and all those possibilities really determine all of one's ability to find the meaning in it and possible other meanings that people are going to read into it. And so we try to do that and be responsible as an artist, but then we know that it's not really alive and it's not really what it is until it's been viewed. Because until there's a viewer and there's an interaction with the viewer, then it is not fully alive.
Your paintings, to me, there's an instant narrative. And I know it. I might be coming up with a narrative that you never thought of, but I see it and I begin. I can't stop it. I see it and I go, okay, I know what I think I know what he's thinking, what he's looking at, how he's feeling. But it may not be what you were thinking.
And all interpretations are okay.
And in fact, we've been to openings where I'll be talking about the meaning of something, whether it's in one of my paintings or in one of Beau's paintings. And I learned a long time ago when somebody interrupted me and said something like, I don't really want to know. I mean, I sort of did want to know, but I really don't want to know. And that was a long time ago, and I've honored that ever since that one exchange, because I realized that, you know, what I try to do with paintings is try to create an opening so that people can have a sensory experience and feel what they're feeling when they're coming to the painting. So to create that opening and that sense of space for people to have that experience. And then I've noticed that with Beau's paintings, because they are narrative and people do ask, but I've learned to be very restrained in how much I say, and Beau's always very restrained in how much you give away too, because again, you want these things to be sort of jumping off points for people to have their own experience and project their own lives into things.
Betsy Eby and Beau Bartlett are the artists behind the art road trip documentary titled Sea. Beau's work, The Lobster Wars, is part of the collection at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art. Beau and Betsy were at Crystal Bridges last month, and I talked to them there. You can learn more about the artists at their webpages, beaubartlett.com and betsyeby.com. And to learn more about the documentary, seeartfilm.com, seeartfilm.com. Also at that website, tips for planning your own art road trip.